Nighttime. The streets are alive. The young find mischief. The old drink coffee outside the cafes and discuss all that is wrong with the world. But not anymore. The curfew has put an end to all that. Only the rubbish pickers venture out, sifting, sorting, evaluating, turning what is discarded into something that has use, before disappearing back into the walls. But who's this hurrying out through the fog? Why isn't he at home with his family?
You! What is your business?
Official business.
Papers? Working late, Doctor?
That's right.
Well, travel safe. There are criminals about.
Has something happened here?
Murder.
At the orphanage?
Guard! The back gate's sealed off.
Yes, Commander.
Excuse me. I oversee the welfare of the children. Is there anything I can do, Dr. Doran?
Not tonight, Doctor.
I understand there's been a murder.
The director of the orphanage. Killed in his bed.
I'm so sorry.
Terrorists. We'll find them.
I'm sure.
What took you so long?
I was in the middle of an operation when your message came. What is it? What has happened?
They are waiting for you in there.
Who?
I'm sorry. We had nowhere else to go.
How many times have I told you? Don't involve us. The house. Keep it away from the home.
Look, I don't know what you expect of me, but...
We come from the orphanage.
All right. So why didn't you do what was asked of you? You weren't supposed to kill him. You were supposed to leave the dagger on his pillow.
I know, but then I saw...
It's my fault.
Who's this?
We met at the orphanage.
They took my baby.
Listen, something's going on there. They are taking the children away, doing something to them, I don't know.
Who?
There was a child.
A child?
She said they come with knives and take children away.
And did you stop to talk to anyone else while you were there?
God, dear God, what have you done?
You don't have a clue, do you?
What?
You were seen. They know who you are, and you come to my house?
I'm sorry, but I thought it was safe.
No, you didn't think,
did you? We had nowhere else to go.
Come with me. Down here.
He's betrayed us.
Amante, we have a guest. Bring some refreshment.
He's betrayed us.
Just listen.
Why are you not at the Institute? I was looking for you.
I had to come home to get something.
To get what?
A piece of equipment. Ah, Amante.
Your Holiness.
Your Holiness, why don't you sit? Our home is your home.
I don't have time to sit, Doctor. Nor do you. The great work awaits.
But the children, they are sleeping now.
Then wake them up. The work will not wait.
Tumen Bay, Series 2, Episode 6. Holy Father, by John Dryden.
I'm here.
Anif!
And here.
The work will not wait. Another day and the slaves prepare. It takes a lot to keep all those officials fed and clean. So many holy men.
Overslept again.
They locked us in our quarters. They wouldn't tell us why.
They say something's happened in the palace.
What?
Who knows? Who cares? Something big. Just do your job. Light the torches. They'll be down for the bath soon.
It's so warm. I'd like to be like them. Having someone prepare my bath, cook my food, wipe my...
Do you think they want your filthy hands in their bath?
You do it! I've seen you! When you think no one is looking.
What are you talking about?
Behaving like you're His Holiness, the Inquisitor himself.
Who's this?
I bless you with this water.
Hey, it's not funny.
No, wait. What about this?
I never tell a lie.
Stop it.
Children, are the blank parchment on which God's word can be written?
They will be down any moment. Do you want to get us both killed? Here. Now light the torches. What's wrong with you?
What's that? Something floating in the...
Give me the torch.
Is it?
Yes.
Fat bugger?
No. The body's swollen. It must have been here all night.
Watch out. He might explode.
It's the vizier.
Who?
The grand vizier, Kadali. Wait. What are you doing?
We need to go and tell someone.
They might think it was us. Do nothing. Leave him here.
But...
Let some other bastard find him.
And they leave Kadali to his watery dreams. I used to wonder if I was the only one plagued by them. Now I know. Everyone drowns in memories. The memories hold you down.
Basha! Daniel, help us!
Manel is plagued by nightmares of her own.
The boy! Basha.
What shall we do with the women, Commander?
Leave them be for now. Manel, bury your brother. Then take your mother and leave by morning.
You let him die!
You let him die! You let him!
Are you both awake?
Yes.
Come, Manel.
Come on.
Not you. Heaven, is it? You stay here with Amanti. We have business to attend to.
Where are we going?
Somewhere safe. You'll be fine.
Can I ask you something?
What?
That man who came to the house last night. It was the Inquisitor Barakat. The girl I was with, she told me it was him.
Perhaps she was mistaken. Better not to know.
What are you doing together? He is everything we're fighting against. Why don't you just kill him?
You think it is that easy? He always has his guards with him.
But why is he coming to your house?
Don't you understand anything? You are so caught up in your own child's world. There is more at stake here than you could possibly know. I am the head of the medical institute. That is why he needs to see me.
But you can just...
You think I can just not do my job? Have you any idea of the strain of keeping all these glass balls in the air? You drop one and it smashes. That's why it's important you do what you're told. You can't run a revolution with disobedience. Everyone has to play their part.
Where exactly are we going? This is the way to...
There you go again, constantly questioning. You shouldn't have come to my house last night.
Where are we?
You can stay here for now. You worked for your keep, you understand?
Yes.
But you can rest today. I can see you need rest.
When will they return?
Who?
My friend. Your husband said they would only be...
How long have you known her?
I don't really know her. We just met. At the orphanage.
Good.
Why?
Just remember, you are lucky you are here.
Nothing is going to stop me getting my baby back. Finding my husband. And killing the man who killed my father.
Who is that man?
His name is Gregor. He works under the Inquisitor.
And he might be of use to us. You should be careful what you say, girl. Take your hate. Keep it within you. Let it grow inside you. Let it fill you. And when your time comes, you will know what to do.
Through here. Peace be with you.
Tall tree.
Still in leaf.
First time?
What?
Down here.
Yes.
They must really trust you. Or not.
Where am I?
This is where we meet. It's safest for us. It's still a part of the city they haven't been able to destroy. But they will, in time, if we let them.
Manel, you can come now.
See you on your way out. Or not.
The traitor Kadali was found dead in the bathhouse with his wrists cut. This is the letter found in his room. His confession. May I, Inquisitor?
Go on.
I, Kadali, confess to the murder of Effendi Red.
So that's it, then. Kadali. Well, well, who would have thought? Does he say more?
Yes, Inquisitor, I'm afraid he does.
We need to hear it, then, to see what we can learn. Go on, Gregor.
Maya! And her followers have ruined the city. They killed Sultan Al-Ghuri, who I loved and served, and I swore in my heart revenge on the enemy of Tuman Bey.
It's beautiful.
I waited.
Barakat's not just a zealot. He's not just a butcher.
My life is worth nothing.
He's a poet, too. I have served a writer of poetic fiction.
Vizier should. My reward will be in paradise.
You see, enemies in every place. You think you know people, but... What of the slaves marching towards the swamps?
Inquisitor?
One moment. Falda?
Inquisitor.
I want them brought back.
But, Inquisitor, the work of the Great Dam is deemed essential to...
Essential to who? They should never have been sent. If they're still alive, if they haven't died of plague, send them to Maya.
Of course, Inquisitor.
You're sure it was him, Gregor?
Inquisitor?
Cardali. You're sure it was him? It seems so... He had access?
Well, we have his confession.
It's definitely his writing. You're sure?
Yes.
Oh, so you know his hand, do you?
I know it very well. You can compare it
to... No, please. I trust you know your job, Gregor. That is why I have promoted you to investigator, isn't it? Isn't that why?
Inquisitor?
Why I promoted you.
Oh. Yes.
Today, because I trust you.
Oh, I'm humbled to be worthy of your trust.
It's just... Could anyone else have been involved? Was he connected to the rebels?
Everything points to him having acted alone.
That's it. That's your conclusion.
You asked me to report my findings within the hour. The investigation will, of course, continue.
Good. Because I was worried that was your conclusion. And I thought you had a more suspicious mind. And the thing about suspicion is... No one is above suspicion, are they? I even suspect myself sometimes. Do you suspect yourself, Gregor?
No.
What about the murder at the orphanage?
What murder?
The director of the orphanage.
What is happening to me?
Throat cut in his sleep. You don't know?
No.
Why not? Why don't you know? Are they connected?
How?
That's your job, isn't it, Gregor? You tell me. Now, what other business?
Inquisitor, we require your seal.
The problem is, he's right. I used to have eyes on every street corner. Nothing moved in Tuman Bay without me knowing about it first. And Manel? I promised Kulan I would take care of her. But I don't even know what I'm doing, let alone where she is.
More important things.
Yes.
Do you want me to investigate?
Investigate?
The director of the orphanage? See if there is some link?
Yes. Why don't you do that?
Why is he playing with me?
Off you go.
He pulls me into his confidence and then pushes me away. There was a struggle, clearly. Did anyone see anything, hear anything?
No, there was nothing unusual.
They climbed out of the window.
They?
There were two of them. See here? Two sets of footprints in the dust. Who's this?
You're not the ghost.
A ghost?
The ghost I saw last night.
Anna, go back inside. What are you doing there?
No, wait. Henna, is it? Tell me about the ghost.
There were two ghosts, girls. One of them had a knife. I thought she'd come for me like they came for the others.
Other children?
Yes. They are required for the great work.
What is the great work?
Excellency, the director was well known for having friends visit at night. Clearly, he made a mistake. A fight.
Yes.
She was right.
What do you mean?
She said, when you're scared, close your eyes and count seven. You'll go to heaven. She was right.
Yes. I used to say that once. To a little girl called Manel.
I dreamt I was with my mama and papa.
This way.
What's the matter, Manel?
This is the Sultan.
Our Sultan, yes. He lives with us now.
I am your servant. My father served your uncle, the old Sultan. My brother, he died fighting for
you. Please, there is no need. Stand.
We need to talk.
Yes, let's get on with it. I need to get back to work.
Yes, yes. Manel. The doctor here is concerned.
Please. We agreed not to...
But she already knows who you are.
Yes, but just as a matter of principle, We don't talk about our lives above ground. We need to have discipline. That's why we're in this.
We are concerned, Manel.
Yes?
That you are not quite who you claim to be.
I am the daughter of General Kulan, commander of the armies of Tumen Bay, and like him, I will fight for Tumen Bay. To my death, if required.
Not quite.
What?
I have it on good authority that General Kulan swore an oath to Maya before being sent to the Dishwari Swamps.
What? Why?
Why did you kill the director of the orphanage?
It was an accident. He woke up, he saw us.
Was it to prevent him from talking to us?
We needed him to talk to us, not to be dead.
I'm sorry.
Who are you working for?
I don't understand. I'm trying.
I think we have given her enough chances. She has failed every test. Thank God we haven't trusted her with our network. The damage can be contained. I think this is where we end it.
I swear, I'm not a traitor.
We can't take that chance.
Sultan, I'm not comfortable with this. I knew her father.
We can't take the risk. She has already undermined the plan.
There is too much at stake.
Yes, but I don't know. I don't know.
Majesty, we cannot let her return.
No, please.
Majesty, she has seen you.
Yes. All right, yes.
No.
Take her. Come, Manel. I had high hopes for you. I'm sorry it has ended this way.
Wait.
Who are you? Who is this?
It doesn't matter. Let her go. Manel, come to my side.
So you've betrayed us already?
No, I haven't. We've been followed.
Come here, Manel.
No.
Come here.
He knows you.
And I know him, only too well. He is my uncle, and Barakat's police dog. You don't want to kill me, you want to kill him.
Yes, that's exactly who I am. Do you think I would have come alone? And if I am alone, why? I've been watching you for months. You, Khaled, I could have arrested you on the way home from the school where you teach. Abu Jan, you think I don't know that you're the bookkeeper in the palace scriptorium? You all have real lives above. I know who you are, and you're here for one reason only, because I've let you survive. Without me, you wouldn't even be able to kill a goat. And you, Madu, Sultan of Tumen Bay, everyone has been looking for you. I could have brought you back to the Inquisitor at any time, but I didn't. You say there's something at the orphanage that she has prevented you from finding, but the doctor here knows it already, don't you?
No, no!
I've been watching you. The late nights at the Medical Institute. The Inquisitor visits you there regularly.
Of course.
Of course?
I'm the head of...
Head of the Institute, yes. And what's his interest?
You're closer to him than I. Why don't you ask him?
What do you talk about?
Nothing.
Nobody talks about nothing. He often spends the night there. What are you up to?
Look, you can't trust him. He's Barakat's spy. Take him. Take him.
They want the answer, too.
The soul. Everyone knows Barakat is obsessed with finding the soul.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. He thinks a soul can be discovered, that it can be physically repaired. He talks to me about that. We carry out post-mortems. It's all nonsense. But I have to humor him. I have to show him that I'm taking his theory seriously. I have to maintain his trust so that when the time comes, we can strike. Satisfied?
For the moment.
Why have you come here?
Because I need to protect my niece. She's in grave danger.
I don't want your protection.
No, but you will get it nonetheless. She's not only a danger to you, but to me. I want to send her out of the city, get her away from here.
And why should we let you live?
So we can finish our work, of course.
Our work?
Oh, you need me on your side. Do you think I wouldn't have had you all rounded up by now if I wasn't on your side?
Release her.
You need to get away from Tuman Bay.
I need to stay and fight.
There is nothing you can do here now. They're looking for you. They have taken your mother.
I know. We went to the house. That's another reason I need to stay and fight.
No! They will take you too. Get in. Get in!
No! There's someone I need to help first.
What are you talking about?
They will be looking for her too. I'm not leaving the city without her.
Who is she?
A young mother. They took her baby. Executed her father for possessing some books.
Books?
Yes, books. He was a merchant.
A slave merchant.
How did you know?
His daughter is called Heaven.
Yes, Heaven. Are you all right, Uncle?
She wants her child, and Manel wants her freedom. I want... I'm losing all sense of what I want.
Uncle?
And I don't know what else I can do.
Yes? How can I help you? My husband...
I don't need your husband, madam. I'm looking for the young lady.
What young lady?
Calm, let's not play games. Two women came to your house last night. This one here and...
Heaven?
But no!
Put the knife down. I've come to help you.
I want you to think of my father's face as you killed him. And I want you to look into my eyes as I kill you.
I did what I did because he was my friend. Because you could not. It was the last favor I could do for him. To save his daughter from having to kill him.
No, no.
Could you have lived with yourself if you'd killed your father?
Put the knife down, Heaven. He can help you find your child.
Please. You're in grave danger. They're searching for you both. You cannot stay in the city.
It's true. We were seen.
I'm not going without my baby.
But that can come later.
I'm not leaving without my baby.
I will find your baby. And when you come back, you need to move fast.
It's true. It's true, Heaven.
Through here.
Where are we going?
There is a man I know, the Iblis. He'll take you through the walls.
And then what?
The mountains. There are some people I trust there. You'll be safe there until...
Until what, Uncle?
This is it.
Down there. Everything is arranged.
Go with him.
Huh?
Two girls. You said one.
Two now.
It's not so simple. The tunnels, the gatekeepers, there are dangers.
Take this.
And why aren't you coming with us, Uncle? Uncle?
I'm not you, Manel. There is nothing for me outside Tuman Bay. This is where I was made. This is where I will die. Now go with him, Manel. Heaven, we will meet again, and I will help you, I promise.
You swear?
I swear on anything that's left sacred. Now go.
This way. People always have their reasons to escape the city. My philosophy, never ask. Some are wanted for something or another. Hey! Keep your head covered. We're not safe yet. You want to draw attention to yourself? Some find it too hard in the city, what with all the new laws. Others? Well, they think they can find a better life somewhere else. Me? I don't ask.
You said.
Sometimes I don't even take money from them. Desperate families without a gold coin between them. So,
You're an unusual pair. What? You're on the run or something?
I thought you said you don't.
Wait! Please! I just need...
We need to keep moving. There are patrols everywhere.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. It's just... It really hurts.
Young girl like you, you should be a league ahead of an old man like me. What's wrong with you, girl?
She's just given birth to a child. You...
That's better. I'm all right now. Let's go.
The sun will come up soon. We need to get to the foothills or we'll have no shelter.
Look, take good care of her. If you don't, I will come for you, you understand?
What?
This is where we part company.
Where are you going?
To the swamps. To my father. You will be safe in the mountains. Good luck. I hope you find your child one day.
You will die out there! There's disease!
Then I will die! I am going to find my father.
He'll be dead!
You don't know my father!
Wait!
Whoa.
I'm coming with you.
I don't like him. All right. Just don't slow me down.
Fine.
You're mad! You're fools! You will die!
Manel. How could you be so blind? Can't you see what's right in front of you? Wake up and open your eyes.
Wake up! Wake up!
Wake up!
Wake up!
No! No!
Wake up!
No!
Wake up!
What? Where am I?
You are having a bad dream. Are you all right?
Yes.
Bad times.
Yes.
How did someone like you become a...
Someone like me?
Well, I know who you are. Your family. Your father. Tumen Bey's great commander. To grow up with such...
Privilege? I suppose it would seem like that. That I was constrained by my life, by my parents. And then I met someone. His name was Daniel. He was an officer under my father's command. He promised me many things, but he was deceiving me.
How?
He was in the service of Maya all along, an infiltrator. He betrayed us. I blame him for everything. They killed my brother when they came to our house and they... But maybe in some ways I should thank him.
Thank him?
I'm no longer scared of what might happen. What about you?
Hush. Listen. Put the fire out. Quickly, quickly put it out.
What is it?
Riders.
Who are they?
The moon's reflecting off the armor.
How many?
10? 20? They're heading to Tumen Bay. Quiet. Keep down. Pray they don't smell the smoke from our fire.
Dali's rooms. He didn't kill Effendi Red. However treacherous he might have been, he was never a fool. What secrets did he keep?
There you are, Gregor. I've been looking for you.
Yes, Holiness. Do you need something?
What are you doing?
My job.
finding out if Kadali was part of a wider conspiracy.
And have you found anything?
Not yet. But the work continues.
I admire you, Gregor.
I'm sorry?
So thorough in everything you do. And loyal.
Thank you.
Are you loyal?
I hope I have demonstrated to you that I am.
To me, personally?
Yes. And to Maya. She has shown me the true path.
So you have changed from what you were?
Of course. I have changed beyond all measure.
Because some say... never mind. I admire loyalty, Gregor. I want to reward you for what you have done.
There's really no need.
Oh, there is. I want to reward you for what you have done. And remember, Barakat never lies.
Thank you.
I feel sometimes that I have known you, Gregor, for a long time. But of course, I've been here only a... Now, you need to saddle up and meet our guests.
Guests?
The delegation from our leader. They have been sighted. I want you to ride out with the palace guard and welcome them. They will be bringing confirmation of my position as regent of Tumen Bay. Send word when you have arrived back at the palace.
Of course. But...
Yes?
Where should I send word to?
The Medical Institute. I have some urgent business there.
Barakat's urgent business. Am I his business? Is this a slow execution, even as he talks to me like his childhood friend?
What is your business?
Show him the orders.
What if I told this man the truth? Then I no longer know.
Let us pass, please.
Excellency, of course. Open the gates!
Open the gates! Keep watch for our return.
Of course, Excellency.
The Medical Institute, always the Medical Institute.
Excellency.
With a doctor who looks more sick than the bodies on the slabs.
What are our instructions?
And souls. He's searching for souls?
Sire.
Huh? What?
I said, what are our instructions?
Instructions for what?
The delegation. They are waiting there.
Oh, good. Well, bring them over.
Yeah!
Whatever madness it is, he seems to have lost his grip since the death of Effendi Red. Kulan, I need a plan. You always knew what to do. We need a plan because I don't want to die for Tumen Bay.
Is this the welcome Maya's envoy receives? A tired-looking policeman and a handful of scruffy horsemen?
Sarah! We had no idea.
Hello, Gregor. Remember me?
God, my brother's blue-eyed boy.
I'm Daniel. I served under your brother, General Kulan.
Served or betrayed him?
It is fitting. Daniel and I first came here as slaves. We trusted, we believed. We had faith that the Empire of Mammon was an empire of sand. And now we have come to finish it.
Finish it?
Take us to the palace and find Barakat.
I look into Sarah's eyes and she looks through me. I'm invisible to her. I'm disappearing. I could be that fly whisked away by the horse's tail.
Why are you stopping? Keep going. What's wrong, Doctor?
The child has passed into the next world.
There are more. We just take another and start again. The child was dying anyway, wasn't he, Doctor?
Oh.
Then it is God's will. Continue on the corpse.
What do you want me to do?
We need to continue before the soul is returned to God. We have until sunrise when the soul will join its maker. Come on. You are close, aren't you, Doctor? You told me.
Yes, yes. So close. You see the likeness here? In fact, I don't need to operate anymore.
So you have found it?
Anyway, I don't think we need any more children.
So you have found
it? Yes, yes, I found it. I think it is in this area here, as you suspected all along. You! Come in here.
Yes, Doctor.
Take the body, bury it, with all prayers. You understand?
Of course.
But wait. Wait. Are you sure you're finished?
I'm sure. I've discovered so much, Holiness. Why don't I write up my discoveries? So much knowledge has been added to this body.
Yes, do. I don't mind. Tomorrow, the great work will be done.
The great work? I've completed the great work. I've done what you've asked of me.
Oh, no. This is only the start.
The start of what?
Never mind, Doctor. Stay here tonight. Pray. Prepare yourself for a great task ahead. You have the secret of the soul. You have it all. Yes. Out of my way. Let me through. Is he ready?
He was calling for you.
Was he? Good. Good. Is he?
As always, Holiness.
All right. Go. Leave us. We are close now. We will mend your soul and your body will heal too. Trust me.
I love you, Papa.
I love you too, Vasi.
Season 2, Episode 6 of Tumenbe, Holy Father, featuring Rufus Wright, Aisha Hart, Hiran Abisekera, and Vincent Ebrahim, was written by me, John Scott Dryden, and directed by Jeremy Mortimer. Music was by Sasha Putnam, and editing and sound design by Steve Bond. Tumenbe is created by me and Mike Walker, and produced by Emma Hearn and Nadia Khan. For more details, including a cast list, visit tumenbe.com.